Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Thursday morning, presented by Green Ventures Landscaping for homes and businesses that want to stand out, not blend in. Visit greenventureslandscaping.com. Live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Charles Robinson will be with us at 8 o'clock. We will get into all things NFL with him, so looking forward to that. Coming up in 1 hour for his weekly visit. Taking your thoughts in the meantime, 615-737-1025. USA wins last night, 2-0, the final, against Bosnia-Herzegovina. They'll take on Belgium coming up. We'll get into that here in just a few minutes. But a very good win last night for USA. We've discussed the red card with Balogun, and we'll get back into that here in just a few minutes too. But, Joe, I'm reading kind of through some of the reaction to this, and there's been something throughout this that's kind of stood out to me too. And Stuart James of The Athletic, I think, does a really good job here of kind of putting it into context, because what he does is, like, he's going through, you know, all the guys that are playing really well and contributing here. And, you know, we obviously Balogun, we've talked about, you know, there's Alex Freeman, there's Robinson, there's Tyler Adams, Malik Tillman, who Ian brought up. And I want to get to the last part of this here, because I think it's telling. This is from Stuart James from The Athletic. Quote, "Perhaps it says everything that it's taken so long to mention Pulisic,
yeah,
the poster boy of U.S. soccer. That's not to overlook his ability to influence matches. The U.S. is unquestionably a better team with Pulisic on the pitch. But the reality is that it's exactly that, a team, and a damn good one, too." End quote. This is from Stuart James from The Athletic. And that, to me, I think, has been as eye-opening as everything. It's like, you know, obviously, Pulisic is great. Like, we all understand that. And he has been the, I think as he describes it, the poster boy of U.S. soccer. They got a lot of guys that are contributing, playing really well right now. And it just feels like a very good team that the U.S. has put together.
No, it's easily the best to me. Every time I talk about this, I just have to, like, I am a soccer novice compared to people who are really into sport. And so I know this is, like, everybody's saying it, so it's easy to say it, but, like, I have watched, you know, U.S. soccer play in this tournament going way, way back. And I've never had the feeling like, damn, like, we're right up there with these teams. We got, like, dudes. We got, and also just, I just think the coach is great. It just, you know, to me, they just rarely seem, I know they got a little bit sort of out of sorts in that loss. Well, again, when they had their roster turned over as much as it was, but for the most part, they just seem like they have a poise about them and an organization about them. You know, last night, that's the type of game where you could get a little frustrated, impatient, whatever. The pressure builds as time goes on. But I just felt like they just seemed to be in control the whole time, you know? And then, of course, they respond to losing Balogun. And like Ian said, you know, you get the free kick goal, and it's like, you know, you kind of know at that point. But just they hung in there really nicely. And I just it seems like he has a great – the coach, Pochettino, just has a really – well, he's obviously a great coach. He's demonstrated that before. But he just seems to have a really good thing with these players too. And they've got a great chemistry, it appears. That stuff all matters. It matters in any sport at any level. And so it's just a lot of fun. And, yeah, that's a great point on Pulisic. Now, I do think he's probably – I mean, you tell me. And I just feel like that's the guy – I know it's probably going to be Weah coming in, right? But, like, Pulisic has to – make a difference, right? Yeah, he's got to do something that helps make up the difference of not having Balogun, right?
Yes, for sure. And then I think when you're talking about this next match, first off, I don't know if you guys saw the Belgium-Senegal game yesterday.
It's crazy.
What a comeback by Belgium. So there's got to be, like, you know, some sort of emotional high that they're running off of now to come back and advance after being down in that game. But like, it's still, to me, like, that's what makes the red card so infuriating, is because it's just so punitive. Like, you get shown the red card, and then you're out for the next match. So if you're USA, you got to find some way to overcome that. Yeah, I think, I mean, Pulisic is going to have to be the one that I think really steps to the forefold, or the front there. But I look at the matchup still, and it's not like they can't win, right? Like, it's not like this is – some impenetrable wall that they're running up against with Belgium, even with Balogun out now. So, I mean, I wondered heading into the match last night with all the pressure around it, right? With going into a win or go home situation, how would they respond to it? And they responded really well. So, frankly, like even with the red card, even though it makes me really mad the way that that was handled last night, I feel really good about this overall team watching them handle the pressure the way that they did last night. I thought it was really, really good.
Yeah, you just have to be really impressed. And again, it's just they're just really fun to watch. But again, that's the Balogun in particular. He's just a ridiculous talent, you know. And so it's, what does that mean as you advance here? And also, if you do advance, I mean, I think it's fine, but you do lose. So now you kind of you change the lineup. Now you change it back. I mean, I think ultimately, if you just have him in the lineup, you are just flat out immediately better for it. But it's, I mean, it's just a big deal. I've seen some points being made. Can we get like a Seattle judge to, can we get an injunction?
We
Can we
need an
get a
injunction.
temporary injunction here to, get him to play? But it is also, I mean, I was hopeful that there was some sort of like appeals process because they, I mean, I think that they do at times look at red cards. I guess a lot of times they look at red cards to elevate them. And
Yeah.
then sometimes you have like the whatever mistaken identity, but apparently there's just no way he's just gonna sit this next game, which sucks.
Now he's got to be just aching inside. I mean, you could see it on his face last night. I mean, he's sitting there screaming at the ref, which I don't blame him. But he's got to be feeling awful right now going into this next round and him not being able to be a part of it.
Yeah, and again, I understand the still shot. It looks terrible, and you slow it down. And look, you could talk yourself into, if you want, that he was trying to do it on purpose. Again, I've been told maybe it doesn't matter, but I just, in my brain, to me, the red card should be reserved for clearly intentional dirty stuff, right? And I don't see how you could make that judgment, especially you watch that play. I mean, this is like with anything in sports. You slow something down and it looks so different as opposed to just watch the play in real time. Well, it's like we talked yesterday about like the Caitlin Clark thing with Alyssa Thomas. Like you watch it in real time and it looks like nothing. Then you slow it down and isolate it, just put the, oh my God, tried to murder her, you know? And it's, I think that with this, it's a similar thing. It's like in real time, they're just scrapping for the ball and things like that happen. That's what it seemed like to me. And people are also, Messi had a similar play and the people are putting the side by side and it's like, well, Messi got a yellow for his. It just seems, and I see some people out there that are like, you people don't know anything about soccer. I think they're mostly, I see some English soccer fans who are, making fun of Americans for that. But I don't know. It seems like most of the opinion, even if it's not like biased American opinion, is that that was an overreach.
I will not be listening to any English soccer fan opinions this week. I will not.
Well, you're off social media, so again, another bonus for you for
Well,
not
it's off
being
social
honest.
media, but we're celebrating our 250th birthday as a country coming up this week, and I will not be listening to any of the English soccer fans when it comes to all that. And I would also just ask our listeners, don't be eating any Belgian waffles over the next few days either. Let's unite together against Belgium coming up.
Or do we eat all the Belgian waffles? It's one or
Well,
the other, you know. Do we clean them, clean them out? I might be better for that quest.
that is a good question. Now
Let's
that you
make it
bring it
so
up,
no one can get a Belgian waffle.
what would be more effective? Yeah,
Yeah,
just
yeah.
not eating them at all or eating all of them.
They got good
When's the
beer
last
too.
time you had a
Good beer
Belgian
in Belgium.
waffle?
I don't know. I mean, I've definitely had them. Like I've been at places. There's this place in Miami. I forget what it's called, but it was like got chicken and waffles there, and it was like Belgian waffles with like Vermont cheddar, and then yeah, it was ridiculous. But I've never been to Belgium. I've had some. I mean, Belgium has some great beers too. That's it, you know, we talk about the waffles, but
Yeah.
we and I and I'm avoiding the beers. So,
Yeah,
but.
waffles should be gout friendly, right?
Not when you put syrup on them, which I do. They're probably fine playing.
Yeah, someone says, eat all the Belgian waffles to establish dominance. Just get in there. Like, you guys are going to get nothing. They'd like it.
Exactly. Yeah. No one else will have these Belgian waffles.
Let the record show. I have nothing against the people of Belgium. Just for the next few days, I do. You know, it's temporary, you know. It's all in good fun. It's what the World Cup's all about, you
Yeah,
know.
what do you guys speak French? Wait, why don't you
What are we
speak
doing?
Belgian, huh? What's the Belgian language?
Come on.
I've got a text here that says Americans always trying to avoid punishment. LOL. Get Sorsby's lawyer. It's not like he killed someone. LOL. Okay. Are you an English texter shaming us? I mean,
I don't know.
at least we have air conditioning in this on this con on this continent.
Ed says the U.S. needs Scott Foster in the next match. Yeah, just go get
Yeah.
Scott Foster and start reffing again. That'd be good.
Get Tim Donaghy.
Yeah, good stuff. 615-737-1025, our phone number. More your reaction to the USA winning and advancing to the round of 16 in the World Cup. More coming up next. Robbie and Retro, 1025 the game.
For me, never is a red card. Watching after on TV, and never was the intention to step up of the player. That was a normal action in football that happened because by accident, and it's never intentional. That is why, for me, never is never red card.
That was our coach last night, Joe Pochettino, talking about the red card. Our coach, our guy, Mauricio Pochettino, my guy out there, coach of the year.
Also. Absolutely. Also, take me home to country roads. Belting it out. Love that dude.
Oh man.
I just
One
went.
texter says a red card should be like getting ejected in college football, where you're done for the rest of that game and half of the next game, not a full game.
Well, that's, of course, that's what we're sitting there last night, and that's what Katie's like, no, it just means he's out for the half, that rest of the next game. I'm like, I think that's college football. And then Brennan calls and he's like, no, he's not out for the next game. And I'm searching up, and we're sitting there at this bar, and people are yelling. I'm like, nah, guys, he's out. Like, he's done for the next game. It's like so heartbreaking when you actually come to that realization. But yeah, like, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's so punitive. And to me, that just should be reserved for clear, like a clear intentional elbow that knocks someone out or whatever. Like, that play is just, how could you possibly determine intent? And again, this is where people say it doesn't have to be, but then to me, that's just stupid. It's just a stupid rule.
I would agree. I would agree. And if it doesn't have to, if you're not having to determine intent, to me, that's where the punitive part of it comes in. Okay, if it's a red card and you determine that there's no intent behind it, well then be out for the rest of that game, whatever. Don't be suspended for the next one. That's where I think the common sense part of this has to take over at some point. Yes, I'm biased in this discussion, but I feel like
No.
that's pretty common sense.
Yeah, no, it is. Trevor says they, but you mean we, Trevor. We did play Belgium in a friendly 4 months ago, lost 5-2, but about six different players in the lineup and not playing like that. Yeah. Again, going into last night, we hadn't beaten like a European team in 5 years, hadn't won a World Cup knockout game since 2002. This team is just, it's just different. It's
So let me
just
ask you
different.
this. We'll see what happens moving forward here. But does last night's game, PK was with us yesterday, and one thing he talked about being nervous about was, if they lose the game, does it just basically invalidate everything? Well, now that they've won in the round of 32 and moved on to the round of 16, has this World Cup, I don't know, experience, this team, the success of it, su success or failure of it, has it been validated with the win last night, moving on to the round of 16? I hate to even talk about this because I want more now, but has it
Yeah,
been validated?
I mean, I think so. I think just the way this team is playing, again, another milestone is that we have never won three games in a World Cup. So I think so. It's just that it's like either you really, like, there's just no question anymore if you beat Belgium, because you've gotten to the round of eight and you did it without your best player, or you lose this game. And unfortunately, I think yes to your question, but it will be overshadowed by just pure anger of
Yes.
getting screwed. Like, it'll be like one of the, it'll just be, that will be the prevailing. I just would hate for that to be the case. And look, I get it. FIFA is very plainly a corrupt organization, and so people, it's like you get into they just hate America, whatever. They're trying, screwing us on our homeland. I mean, it was a
That ref
bad
must
call
hate
by a ref.
America for sure.
I agree.
Yeah, but I mean, so that you would hate for that to be you become the bigger storyline, which is basically what's guaranteed if we lose this game. So we got to win this game.
I need the 12th man up there in Seattle. We got to get the home field cooking. I thought it was great in Santa Clara last night. So it's good stuff. The
It was.
electromagnetic pulses didn't really seem to matter from the substation.
Well, I think that Seattle is, and maybe I just am thinking this because we know what they've been for, like the Seahawks, but I feel like games played in Seattle have been like the wildest crowd scenes. So you gotta like that too. But yeah, it's you're absolutely to me, yes. This team is already, you can put this team down. It's the best team that we've had, and it's the most excitement. And I think you've got this huge, again, I went to a place last night to check it out, and it was, just on a random weeknight. I absolutely could not find a spot in not, it was just like some soccer bar or something like that, like people are really into this. And so I've seen a headline, welcome to the biggest week in U.S. soccer history. I mean, that's where we are.
Well, and the timing of all of it works out great because, I mean, there's really nothing else going on, right? I mean, free agency, but you're not talking about anything on the field or anything, of any games being played. I mean, if you're a diehard Major League Baseball fan, then you're in the thick of that right now, but there's nothing else really going on. And I just think the sports calendar, but also I do think it's important for the casual soccer fans who really have not gotten behind it fully yet. They don't watch a whole lot of soccer other than the World Cup. Having a team that's exciting to watch is important. Yes, winning is the most important thing, and I think people would be watching if they're winning regardless because people love to watch winners. But having a team that's, exciting and ability where, at any moment they could break through, especially with Balogun on the pitch, they could break through and score. I think that's a really big thing. Like so far, we'll see how it ends up finishing out here. But so far, like if you're somebody who really cares about soccer in this country and you're interested in seeing like the game grow and the game expand and new fans added to it, it couldn't have gone a ton better than it's gone so far for you.
No question. No question. That's another, a shame of like as the audience builds, and here we are on the 4th of July sort of holiday time period, and you won't get to watch this guy who is just, he's just all over the place. He's so dangerous. He's so skilled. And we're not going to get to watch him this next game, which sucks. I mean, like we've talked about France and Mbappe, obviously, and how they look on the attack. It's just unbelievable. And Spain's guy and some of these Harry Kane yesterday with a ridiculous goal, and obviously what Messi's doing. Like this looks like one of those guys. I mean, and that's what's, I just really hope we get to see him play again. I mean, that's the thing about this too, is like, worldwide, obviously this is the biggest event, and of course, in Europe, I mean, they have Champions League, they have Premier League, they have their leagues, but every 4 years, this is like the Super Bowl, but every 4 years, And so you think about just not being able to watch this team for 4 years. I mean, there's so much at stake with this. By the way, speaking of Harry Kane, Mexico, England, I think that's Sunday.
It
Man,
could be electric.
that's a banger. That's a
Could be
banger.
electric. So are we rooting for Austria and Croatia today? Or are we wanting, Joe, the showdown with Spain? How are we feeling about this?
Oh no, I'll take any way to get, no. Give me all the upsets. Clear that bracket, baby.
Big
Clear the
Austria
bracket.
fan today as they take on Spain, and I'm pulling for Croatia against Portugal. Just take them all down.
Absolutely. Let's have total chaos in this thing. And meanwhile, we'll take aim at the Belgians. Ed does say, do whatever you want, but stay clear of the Belgium Trappist monks who make Chimay, the greatest beer. That is a great beer. I just went down the rabbit hole of Belgian beers. That's a great beer. I mean, these like the Belgian farmhouse ale. Oh my God, they're so good. Duvel's a great beer.
Hey,
You can get that.
you're not cooperating here. We're not supposed to be complimenting the Belgians heading into Monday's match. What are we doing?
Saison DuPont. Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, look, I want to, this is like old school, taking over the planet. I want to beat you, and I'm going to drink all your beer and eat all your waffles. How about that? I'm drinking all the Saison DuPont.
I mean, it really kind of is an elite combo when you're talking about like the. I mean, you even Google it. You're like, what are Belgian people known for? And the first two things that come up are waffles and beer. It's like, all right, there you go. Good to know.
Chocolate's pretty freaking
Chocolate's in
good
there
too,
too.
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Chocolate's
there's a
in there
lot of
too.
people
The
are asking
chocolate.
about the gout. Now, that's the thing. I can't drink all their beer. I can, but I don't want to like smash it. I want someone to enjoy it.
Is there
Let's
good,
pass it out to Team USA after beating Belgium.
Is there good Belgian wine that you could participate in after we win on Monday?
That's interesting. I don't know. Obviously French wine is great, and
I'm not
they
familiar with the Belgian wine scene.
I'm not up on the Belgian wine scene either. I mean, I'm sure they have some kind of wine, but I'll probably just get the French stuff, Sorry. You guys speak French and drink the French wine.
615-737-1025. Our phone number, 615-737-1025. We will get into a wild couple of days in the NBA. A little bit more information potentially on where LeBron James could end up. There's a huge trade in the NBA yesterday. We'll get into all of it. Robbie and Rexro, 1025 the game. Today, the Nashville Sounds taking on the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp at First Horizon Park. First pitch at 6:35. You can catch all the action on 94.9 The Fan. Presented by Twin Peaks, Family Leisure, Maple Street Biscuit Company, Mad Fireworks, and Social Cantina. Taking your thoughts at 615-737-1025. Joe, I've discovered another thing that I don't want Americans doing over the next few days here. Don't be watching any movies with Jean-Claude Van Damme in it. I'm be doing it. Most famous Belgian actor of all time, apparently.
I had no
So.
idea. I had no idea he was Belgian. Okay.
It's what the internet says.
I'll give you one exception, okay? Which is the movie Breakin', which is actually like you need to find the scene. There's like a scene in Breakin'. Have you seen Breakin'?
No, I have not.
I mean, I saw that at the theater like five times when I was like in fifth grade. But there's the scene where they're like dancing and they're like working on the break dancing a little bit, and then there's like a bunch of like dancers on the beach and one of them is Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's freaking amazing.
His nickname is the Muscles from Brussels, which is objectively awesome.
Okay. Interesting. I also found out that I was just saying they speak French. That's actually the south of Belgium. There's a little more than half the country speaks Dutch, the north part. So they speak Dutch and French, little German. And I don't think the Belgian wine scene is all that special.
Well, good to know.
So you go to France if you want the wine and the cheese.
All
Okay.
right. Well, you might need to go to France if you want the really good soccer too. Have some of that Belgian.
Yeah, that is true. France is maybe we'll find out. Maybe we'll find out in the Meadowlands on July 19th.
Hope so. Hoping so. Joe, a busy day in the NBA yesterday too. Still no word on where LeBron is going to end up and play. But people continue to speculate. Maybe the Miami Heat. I mean, I think Levitard said, "Hey, this Miami thing could be real with LeBron." So we'll see what happens on that front. You've got the Cavs, obviously still floating out there. The Warriors, which the more I look at it, the more everybody seems to think that's where he's going to end up is Golden State. So we'll see what happens on that front. But in the aftermath of LeBron James leaving the Lakers, Joe, the Lakers traded for Walker Kessler. For a unprotected first round picks in 2031 and 2033, and first round swaps in 2028 and 2030. So big moves there in the NBA. And now the big three in LA is obviously Walker Kessler, who they just added, Luka Doncic, and Alex Reaves as well. What do you make of that? What does that do for the Lakers?
Well, who gets credit for the Snowtime Lakers? Like
I saw it as a
who?
comment on Facebook. It was
Wow.
objectively
Facebook.
hilarious. Yeah.
Facebook, good job. I also saw it. I don't pay a lot of attention to you know, Stephen A. Smith, you know, like for the most part, it's like, oh my God, every time I see something, there's like a headline like Stephen A. Smith, and it's like whatever his take is, and it's pretty dumb. And I'm like, oh God. But I will say, like, the it was like Stephen A. Smith, quote, this isn't golf, which is pretty funny. But no, I mean,
Scheffler.
look.
Scheffler gonna be on the wing for the Lakers next year. Shoot some corner threes.
Oh God. But I mean, look, Kessler is, I mean, he's good. Like they're gonna be good. I'm actually angry because Norman Powell, who I thought the Pistons were gonna get, signs with the freaking Bulls.
Yep.
That's not going well. Another big one is Mitchell Robinson, Knicks legend, joining the Celtics at 3 years, 47. I mean, that's a, you know, that's a not insignificant deal. And then speaking of the Pistons, we lose Tobias. He goes to the Spurs. So, you know, we talked about the Spurs and LeBron, and like they could use kind of, you know, like a four, like, you know, like a undersized four, stretch four, can shoot. Well, they went with Tobias Harris, and not he and LeBron James are certainly not the same player, but that's basically the hole they filled with him. So I think you can take them out of the LeBron conversation if they were ever really in it.
We got a text that says LeBron's going to Memphis. Maybe it was all the video he made while he's playing golf of how much he hates Memphis. Maybe it was all a ploy, you know? Some misdirection for LeBron. He's always wanted to be a Grizzly, and now he's got his chance.
He's always wanted. He's a huge advocate of the NBA being in Memphis, and
He's gonna
he'll
come
enjoy that.
there. He's gonna build new hotels. He's gonna have, maybe upgrade some of that around there to get up to his standard, whatever that is.
Sure.
But yeah,
Golf
I
courses.
think I not overly familiar with the golf scene in Memphis, but you can find some good courses out there. I mean, I think it could be a good spot for LeBron.
I don't know why we haven't thought of this before. Optimistic Joe and others are saying Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo. That is the sequel, but by then I think Jean-Claude was like doing martial arts on the screen. He had to start with an excellent little. I'm gonna find this clip and send it to you. It's really special.
Jean-Claude's only 65 years old. I would have thought he'd been a lot older than that. But only 65.
It kind of makes me feel better, actually.
That's
It's
good.
not bad.
That is pretty good. So how good is Paul George going to be on the Celtics?
Yeah, it's like I just can't trust, and it's just like if whatever, like if the Warriors get AD, I mean, it's just hard to trust
He's
that.
36.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, like the Kawhi thing to the Raptors. It's again, I'm just like I can't get excited about it. I can't feel confident in someone staying healthy. I mean, if they do happen to get a good version, he's still good. The Celtics, that is, if they can get a good version of him. And of course they got the two first, but the first are 28 and 31. It's just such a weird move to me. I mean, I understand they were in a bind, but it's like, I mean, you are in your window, right?
You would think.
And it's just like, it's almost like you're sort of, well, we got one and we're going to punt a little bit. I don't know. But yeah, I don't have a lot of optimism, but I do have optimism for what Jaylen Brown is going to be with the Sixers in that lineup.
I will say, I saw some clips yesterday of Shams Charania on TV, and he's got like all these phones going off at the same time. It's like maybe let him get off the TV broadcast for like 5 minutes, maybe come back, when
Yeah,
he
everyone.
can't speak. Because he's got like all these phones and people are just looking at him like, "Hey, you're on live TV." And he's got like all these phones going off at the same time. Probably just step away for a second.
And why do you? He had more than one phone going
He just
off?
had, I think, two at one point.
That's still crazy, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I
I mean, I
mean, I would
understand you.
assume like if you're a Schefter, you got to have a lot of phones, right? Like you got to be working all these people at the same time.
I mean, I wouldn't think
Burner phone.
so. I hope not. Like this, I mean, is that like he splits it up Western Conference, Eastern Conference?
I don't
I
know.
would be forever confused if I had to do it. I mean, I know you're doing a lot, but a lot of it's texting, right? So just hammer those texts out
Yeah.
and take them as they come. I hadn't even thought about multiple phones as a thing there. God.
iPad. Just keep going.
The iPad in there. Yeah. Get your walkie-talkie, you know, for a couple GMs.
Yeah. So, are you feeling in the aftermath of this, better or worse about LeBron ending up on your team?
I'm kind of in the camp of Warriors or Cavs. And you know, again, the whatever Draymond doing what he did, you know, Draymond and LeBron are actually pretty close, and obviously LeBron and Steph are too. So it does seem, it's just like, if I'm LeBron, I would have to look at that and say, it would be fun. It'd be a big story. It'd be a lot of fun playing with those guys. I'd love to play with Steph, all that stuff. But what is your ceiling? You know, what is your ceiling with that team? Whereas I think with Cleveland, although I mean, personally, I would hate the idea of playing with James Harden.
Same.
Any player should hate the idea of playing. It's like, I'm going to stand here for 23 seconds and I'll go try to rebound your shot after you shoot up a step back 26 footer. I do think that team might, you could make a case that team, you know, a little younger, more athletic, and a little bit better, especially being in the East, that you could do a little bit more with that team. But, and you'd be going home. So if it's not one of those two, pretty shocking, I think, at this point.
I need to go play for like Charlotte, you know? Somebody just totally off the wall. Charlotte, go down to New Orleans,
Wizards.
enjoy some. Yeah, go to Washington. Somebody
Wizards.
off the
Wizards might
wall.
be good. Yeah. Kings. How about the Kings?
Yeah, I forget they exist too. Yeah, maybe
Yeah.
Sacramento.
That's only a few miles up the road from Golden State. Go up there and play with Sabonis and those guys. Yeah. I don't know. And when is he going to make this decision?
I don't know. I mean, I would have to think it's pretty soon, right? Because depending on, you know, where he goes, I'm sure there's some other tinkering with the roster that's going to have to take place depending on where it is.
Yeah. No, it's gonna be fascinating. You gotta credit to him. I've already said he's the GOAT, but like, there's also like, there's I don't think there's anyone who's ever like dominated off season discourse as many off seasons discourse as he has in any sport.
Probably not.
Right?
Now, some people would hold that against him and say, why don't you just stay on a team? But probably not.
Like, I will say, in the summer of what, 2010, right? I will say that I went from being a big LeBron fan to like not liking him because of that stupid decision. And some of it was just the shirt he wore, but just the whole, like, you know, canned interview with Jim Gray and the way he went about it and everything. Like, I think he that was a huge miscalculation on his part in terms of like how the
I don't know if,
general, but I think that lost him a lot of fans.
I mean, that was one of the most exciting days of my sports fandom.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure.
And I was on the People Mover at Disney World when I found that out. I was like, wow, LeBron's joining my boy Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in Miami. This is going to be awesome. And it was.
Yeah, they ended up, but like, so I was like hardcore rooting against those Heat teams just
Oh,
because
I
of
think a
that
lot of
whole
people were.
thing.
I think a lot of people did not like that.
Yeah, but they ended up winning, man. So maybe it's time for another super team. It's like the Cocoon 3, you know, the Golden State Warriors of 2026, 27. LeBron played by Wilfred Brimley.
It's good stuff. 615-737-1025. Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road is coming up next. Charles Robinson with us at 8 o'clock. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 the game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment. Let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Poop on your shoe and move on.
I did not go number two during this.
I'm going to egg every house on that block.
Rex Road finally gets something done.
I'm the one who can't hear Shaq talk on the television.
Bag up, bag up. Bag up, Terry. Put it in reverse, Terry.
Put him in reverse.
Put it in reverse. Oh, Lord. Lord, Jesus.
I got about 80 eggs in my fridge right now.
He's complaining, 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 and enabling, enabling, enabling.
I think the only way to stop it is with revenge.
It is time for the Rex Rant, brought to you by Rapid Response Generators. Power when it matters most, and served by the Wine Cellar in Hendersonville. Joe, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much. I mean, it's still like, it really is. Let's give a tip of the cap to PK. And of course, you say things in a very kind way. But like I said to him, like, if Robbie says, wow, there's a take, there's an all-timer from PK, like he seriously had the take that Shaq, mumbles and talks too low on TV. So,
I don't know what you expect, Ron. Could have had a better take if you got him a big gulp,
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll get it. We'll get it done at some point. I gotta remember that for next time. I'm gonna bring like 5 big gulps in and just like surround him, pour some on his head.
Be awesome.
Let me talk about. This is a good source of rants for me. Let me talk about another Dave Matthews Band show for you. And by the way, just so you know, yes, Katie made friends. The nice women in front of us, they're from Wisconsin. We've learned all about their lives. Nice woman behind us, she asked me to move out of the way. I did. The guys behind us, one of them, like 23-year-old first Dave show. So, like, great song coming. Katie, everyone's going to turn around. What do you think? Huh? We made friends just like we always do. So, hey, social butterflies are social butterflies. But I'm here to talk about SeatGeek. I'm going to name names today. I will never use it again. I advise you to never use it. And I'll tell you why. We did what we always do what I always do. I'm a little bit of a riverboat gambler on the tickets. But typically, if you wait until the day of a show, unless it's and I learned the hard way with U2 at Sphere. Sorry, Preds, that you missed. It was a great show. I learned the hard way with that one because the demand exceeded the supply. And so they went up on the day of the show. And I was like, oh, my God, what have I done? But for the most part, a concert venue, if you can wait to the day of and get close to the time of the show, you're going to get a cheaper ticket. And so that's what we did. Got to the hotel. The show starts at 7:30, and these are old guys, so they pretty much start on time or pretty close to it. Plus, we had rain. Well, about 5:45 or so, I finally found some good, really great price. Had to get in the pavilion because it was raining. And so we're all set. Okay, good. So what you do if you don't know this, you do on these third party ticket apps, you do it. It's like, okay, confirmed. Now we're waiting for the seller, to give you actually send you the tickets. Okay, fine. So let's go get an Uber. We get an Uber. We get there. It's about a half hour later. Well, still no tickets. Wow. Really? Half hour? No tickets? I mean, usually it's about 10 minutes. Okay. All right. Well, half hour, no tickets. This sucks. Now we can't go in the venue. We're here. We can just walk around a little bit. Okay, so we walk around a little bit, a few more minutes. Nope, still no tickets. Okay, I'm starting to get a little bit, long fuse. Get a little, okay, this is kind of alarming. Okay, now we get to an hour. Can't go in. Can't go get a non-beer beverage. Can't go get a big soft pretzel. Can't get in line so Katie can buy a poster or a T-shirt. Just hanging out outside. Okay, an hour. Are you serious? Well, here we go. Let's get in the contact. Okay, I need to talk to somebody. What the hell is happening here? I bought these tickets, paid not tiny amount of money for these tickets, and I don't have them yet. Okay, here. How about a live chat with an agent? Okay, fine. Live chat with an agent on the app. Agent, the agent. I say my thing. The agent responds. It may take some time to get your tickets before the day of the event. So I respond in all caps. It is the day of the event, and it starts in less than an hour. Back and forth, agent, blah, 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 like real person. Give me a real person. Meanwhile, I'm like, Katie, search the internet. Like they have to have a number. There has to be an actual person who speaks to people, right? Like you're a huge, this is not a small little mom and pop, SeatGeek, StubHub, SeatGeek, all the, like you have to have people manning the phones. I have called before a different one. I forget. I think it was StubHub. Yeah. There's somebody that answered. Oh, okay. Let's see what's going on here with the seller. Okay. No number. You cannot find a number. There's like numbers out there. There's some stuff out there. There's fake numbers. Okay. Representative, over and over again. Finally, it's like, okay, here, finally I get a number in this chat. But I mean, it seriously takes like, I mean, it's like, solving the riddles in Indiana Jones, in the Last Crusade. Okay. So finally I get a number. Oh God. Okay. So I click it, call the number, We have a line delay, blah, blah, blah. We can call you back. Fine. I pushed for the callback. Okay, well, guess what? We're about, 40 minutes from the show now. I mean, I'm in freak-out mode. Katie's like, please calm down. Please calm down. Long fuse. Please calm down. So no one ever calls back. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. No callback. I see that I give an email from this supposed live person. Would you like to live chat about this? How about you go fart yourself? And I like it was seriously like it was about to be like an embarrassing public scene, and then the tickets finally pop into the email, and I'm just like, dude, like never, ever, ever again. If you are going to, and look, things happen when you do this. You are at the mercy of the seller. You know, you would hope if you're selling tickets on these that you would be responsible enough to like know that they just bought tickets to a show that's about to start, and you send it to them. Well, that sucks, but you are kind of, you're at that mercy. But my God, you cannot have a business like this and not have people on the phones who can answer questions and actually say, hey, I'm a human, you're a human, let me go see what's going on with this other human who has the tickets. If you can't afford to pay for that, to have people to man your phones, you don't deserve to have your business. I will never use your sorry ass again.
I'm a little worried about you. Just a lot of stress building up over there, you know? You know what would help some of that? You know, you could just buy the tickets. You know, maybe a couple days before the event.
It'd save you
a lot of stress there.
I know, man. But like if I went through all of the, if I added it up, and it's a ridiculous amount of shows, if I added it up, like the savings of waiting till day of, it's pretty significant, man. Like, I mean, I hear you.
I'm sure it is.
I mean, I hear you. You're right. I mean, a lot of people, most people I know are like, you don't have tickets yet? Like, no, I'm waiting until like an hour before the show. Like, what do you know? Wait, man. And people are like, okay. And this is the downside. But seriously, you can't have this business and not have people who can be reached on the phone, right?
They all use AI now. They all use AI now. I mean, aren't we seeing all these really rich corporations trying to cut costs at all situations and replacing people with AI anywhere possible?
Yeah,
I will say some not nice things to AI when I'm in conversations with them too.
So we can't use SeatGeek, and now StubHub is constantly getting sued for all this ridiculous stuff that's going on with the World Cup tickets and people not getting their stuff. So now we can't use StubHub, and now we can't use SeatGeek. What are we supposed to do?
That's a great point.
Good question.
I mean,
everybody knows dealing with Ticketmaster is great. That's fun.
I mean, in all seriousness, they are in the rotation because they do have Ticketmaster resale. It's usually a little bit more expensive, but at least it's like the tickets are here. Like, you're not going to.
We've got them.
Yeah, like you will get them. But yeah, no, this is an area where, again, like you are making money hand over fist and you can't pay some humans to do something? Ugh.
Josh says, there's no way those savings add up to the ER visit when you stroke out, Joe.
This is a fair point. This is something to also consider in the math equation.
615-737-1025 is our phone number. Charles Robinson will be with us coming up next. Robbie and Rex Rowe, 1025 The Game.